call that nigga back. What's the number? You know what I'm saying? I'll call that nigga back. What up, son? He like, yo, what up, nigga? It ain't nothing. I'm like, wow, now it's getting like a little cooler with me and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, this shit feel ill. But at the same time, I'm not stupid. At the same time, like, damn, it takes for us to go platinum. It takes for us to, like, know what I'm saying? Like, blow up for this now that he want to be cool and shit. Know what I'm saying? Like, man, we should have been close back then. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When we was trying to get close. When we was doing songs together. But he was too on his high horse to be fucking with niggas. But then when we went platinum, it was like, niggas started saying, oh, Mobb Deep better than Nas, or Prodigy's better than Nas now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't even feeling that way. I was always feeling like, nah, I'm not better than nobody. Nas is ill. You know what I'm saying? I'm not better than nobody, son. I'm my own nigga. But, you know, of course, when I write my rhymes, I'm the best nigga in the world. You know what I'm saying? But in reality, when I'm conversating with you or anybody else, I'm like, nah, I deal with reality. I'm not the best nigga, but I'm pretty good. There's other niggas that's ill, though. You know what I'm saying? So, that was always my mentality. So, when they changed it to the QB album, I was like, well, I see what he's trying to do. Okay. So, during all this time, I'm going at Jay-Z. I started writing songs. And then I started being like, because I told him, I said, nigga said that faggot shit talking about New York been soft ever since Luke came through, crushed the buildings. I'm trying to restore the feeling. You trying to restore feeling. Nigga, it's 3 years later, and now you say you want to say something? You ain't say nothing when it was war with these niggas. Like, you would have went to Cali, and we're like, we could have got bodied in Cali, son. Cali niggas ain't playing, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas is gang, son. They do their body shit murder every day, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, just because of the color you got on, nigga. They don't give a fuck about you, nigga. Like, straight up. And this is shit that we dealing with. When LALA come out, we in Cali performing that shit. It was the number one record on the radio in L.A. Our song, LALA, going back at Snoop and them, was number one on the radio in L.A. We had to go to Cali to perform that shit. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't say, nah, I ain't fucking with Cali. You niggas gonna kill us. Nah, we had to go and do our jobs, huh? That's our number one on the radio. This is the man. We gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. We get out there, it's nothing but love from the fans. Because, number one, the fans don't give a fuck about that East Coast, West Coast shit. That's something that the media did and all this bullshit. Mobb Deep been doing shows in Cali. And we had hit it from the back. When my man Bigger B used to work for Loud in Cali, he brought us on tour everywhere in California. Back when we had Juvenile Hell, back on Infamous, like, Cali loved Mobb Deep, you know what I'm saying? So this little bullshit with, you know what I'm saying, that look, we going back and forth with Snoop, Cali didn't give a fuck about that. They're like, we love Mobb Deep, nigga, what? Yeah, we fear you. Fuck the niggas for trying to diss y'all, you know what I'm saying? So we out there doing shows and shit, still getting love, risking our life. So, years later, he trying to store the feeling. Like, what feeling you trying to store? What are you talking about, son? Like, who are you talking about? What are you talking about? And why are you talking? Like, shut the fuck up, son. You should have said something a long time ago. Like, really, son? Shut the fuck up. Me and Fat Joe was in Loud one day, and I even heard Fat Joe say it. And I ain't even come out and say nothing. I'm just chilling in the office, and Fat Joe came out and said, yo, this motherfucker Jay-Z talking about he trying to restore the feeling. I looked at Fat Joe, I said, word, y'all feel the same way, son. And I was like, word, son, I feel you on that, son. And then he was like, yo, that nigga's a funny nigga for saying that. Who he talking about? I'm like, word, you're a funny nigga. Fuck that nigga, yo. So I told Nas, he's like, nah, he ain't nobody, he ain't gonna diss him, man, fuck that. I was like, all right, cool, I'm dissing my own. So I dissed that nigga, shitting on him. I said in the Source magazine, yo, that nigga's a bitch-ass nigga for saying that. Like, he wasn't even around when that shit happened, you know what I mean? Biggie was going at them niggas. Mobb Deep was going at them niggas. Them niggas, and they was going at Nas. They was going at Jay. They was going at Mobb Deep. They was going at Biggie. You know what I'm saying? And them niggas was quiet in church mouth, son. You know what I'm saying? The niggas was quiet like a motherfucker, son. Wasn't going to Cali doing no shows. Wasn't doing no response records. They was just quiet, trying to act like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? So I took it personally when he came out and said that. So, I'm chilling with my nigga the lights, huh? Never mind. Shit. So I'm chilling with my man E-Money Bags. Rest in peace. Right. I know Bags from my man Sean Meek from Left Rack. Me and Sean Meek grew up together since we was like this. We went to elementary school together in Hempstead, Long Island. Me and Sean Meek moved to Left Rack around the same time. You know what I'm saying? And
so was Chappelle?
Huh?
Chappelle?
Hell, what that?
Oh, I thought those dudes on those.
Nah, Shami. You know what I'm saying? Me and Shami moved left at the same time. And, you know, Shami doing his thing, doing my thing. And we bumped into each other. We didn't even know we was moving, both moving left. Right? I bumped into him walking down the block. I'm like, what the fuck you doing out here? He's like, I just moved out here. So I just moved out here. He's like, oh, shit. What up, son? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, son. We both moved left, right. He's like, oh, shit. That's my nigga. So, down the line, Shami started bringing E-Money back to Queensbridge. So that's how I met Bags, you know what I'm saying? Bags, they was started hanging out with Nas and all that. So that's how I met Bags. Bags like, yo, what up? P, you the God, P. P, you the God, P. Niggas can't fuck with you, P. He was, you know, that was my nigga, son. He loved Mobb Deep. That nigga loved me, son. That was my nigga. He really was feeling my music, you know what I'm saying? And me as a person, like, he used to always tell me, like, yo, son, you that nigga, son. You know what I'm saying? For real, son. Niggas got to give it up to you, son. Niggas don't give it up. Niggas is bullshitting, son. They lying. So... whatever, you know what I'm saying? That was my nigga. I was real close with that. Well, me and him got real close through Shami and through Nas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, down the line, boom, 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 when I'm dissing Jay-Z, Bags told me that, yo, I went to high school with Jay-Z. I'm like, what? Bags said, nigga, I'm from Sumner. I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here, yo. You from Brooklyn, nigga? He like, me and Jay-Z went to high school, man. Come on, man. Like, that nigga used to talk, ew. Like, man, you know, he went to high school, man. So I'm like, oh, shit, that's kind of crazy, man. And he was like, yo, man, he was like, Sauce Money is married to my sister. I'm like, oh, shit, get the fuck out of here, son. I'm like, well, he's like, man, fuck that nigga Jay-Z. That nigga's a bitch-ass nigga, son. I know that nigga, man. That nigga, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, that nigga just said some bullshit, man. I had to speak up on it. He was like, nah, you right, son. You ain't wrong for speaking up on it. So me and Bags chilling in the studio one day. Me and Bags chilling in the studio one day in Long Island. This place called the Music Palace. It was a Friday night, and I went to the store. I just came back, and on the radio, it was called Master Flex, and it was Jay-Z, Freeway, Beanie Sigel, and the Young Gunners. It was all up there freestanding on Flex Show. And I was listening to it because it was going in. I was like, okay, it's going in. Before I get out the car, let me finish listening to the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening and shit. All of a sudden, I hear Beanie say, I creep on like a quiet storm. I'm like, hold up. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga trying to go at us just now. So I'm listening closer now. So now then he had some nigga named H Money Bags up there rapping. All right, H Money Bags. So now I go in the studio. So yo, E. Come outside real quick. So E come outside. I'm like, let's do this shit. So E like, what did he just say? H Money Bag. Man, what the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, son, nigga biting your name, son. He's like, oh, I told you I knew that nigga from high school, son. That nigga know me. He know E Money Bag. My name was E Money Bags back then, son. The nigga's biting my name. Son. I was like, son, you know what? The nigga just tried to diss my pieces now. He's like, what? I said, come on, let's go inside and call out 97. So we went inside the studio, we called out 97. Somebody picked up. I said, yo, it's Prodigy. I'm gonna speak to Jay-Z. Yo, P, he just left, man. They just left. They just got in the elevator. I said, yo, go get him. He said, all right. They went outside to go get him. Jay-Z came back upstairs. Got on the phone. Yo, what's up, yo? I said, yo, man, somebody wanna talk to you. Gave the phone to E. He like, yo, what up, nigga? Hey, yo, who this? He says, E Money Bags, man. What up, nigga? He's like, oh, what up, yo, what up, what up? Yeah, yo, what up with this? Who the fuck is H Money Bags, son? Who this nigga you down with? Hey, come on, nigga. Don't try to play me, son. You know, nigga, that's my name, son. That's my shit. That's what I'm running with, nigga. You got somebody with my name, nigga? And then Bags start arguing. So then Jay-Z says some shit to Bags, like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Whatever, nigga. Whatever. Bag like, whatever. Oh, nigga, so, all right, you know what it is when I see you then, right? So then Jay-Z said, yeah, you know what it is. And Bag's like, oh, word? All right, cool. Bang, hang up, right? Bang. Burn, son. I'm on fire, this nigga, son. This nigga's playing games with me, son. I'm clapping this nigga. Ah! I'm like, man, fuck that nigga, son. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, you know what I mean? A couple weeks later, you know what I mean? Bags had beef with, Preem, you know what I'm saying? Because Bags, Bags was going by, a car, you know what I'm saying? And Cream was selling it. So he put a down payment on it. And I had did some music with Bags, and I paid him for it because Bags did a beat on the Murder Music soundtrack. So I paid him for it. So Bags like, oh shit, I got this money now. I ain't gonna do the other shit I was about to do. I'm gonna get my money back for that nigga. So he went, yo, I need that back. Cream like, nah, you can't get that back. I was like, what? I need that back. And nah, you can't get that back. Oh, okay. Click. Back, seen a nigga behind the Coliseum one day. Seen him sitting in the car, walked up on his car, pulled out, shot his car. Nothing hit Cream. This shit hit Black Just. Black Just was still alive. He got shot in the thigh. You know what I'm saying? And probably somewhere else, I don't know, but the thigh was the bad one. Mary Immaculate is right around the corner. Queen takes Black Just to the hood and tells somebody else to take him to the hospital. Black Just dies from bleeding to death. So now, you know, niggas is after Bags for that. So now Bags telling me, like, yo, man, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't mean to kill Just, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to kill Preem, you know what I'm saying? It was a mistake. I ain't mean to kill Just, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, he like, the niggas after me. I don't give a fuck, though, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what happened. Well, I'm going to kill that nigga Preem when I see him, you know what I'm saying? So the nigga telling me all that. Then, like, you know, maybe a couple weeks later, Bags got murdered. And I was just with him the day before. We were supposed to do something that day. I got up early in the morning, called him, and the police picked up the phone. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, you're here about what happened. I'm like, psh, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? So, after that, you know what I'm saying? That shit was just like, wow, man. Things took my nigga. You know what I mean? And, Nas, he was like, it was like right around that time when Bags got killed that Nas made a record called Building Destroy. And he dissed me saying, yeah, I told you Prodigy used to be my man through all the robberies and blah, 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 and all this, that, and the third. He said I was jealous of him and so on. I'm like, damn, where did this come from? Why is he, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never had nothing against this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Never felt no kind of way, never did nothing, never, like, I was just mad cool with this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Put him in the movie, did mad songs with this nigga, like, why is he trying to diss me now, you know what I mean? And I thought about it, I was like, oh, shit. It was because, you know what I mean? I started going at Jay, and it started getting out there to the fans. The fans like, oh, P&J is going at it, you know what I mean? So, Jay put up the Summer Jam shit, bam. Then it really exploded, like, oh, shit, Jay just dissed Prodigy, blah, blah, Prodigy dissing Jay, they going at it, That's when Nas dropped that song, Build and Destroy. So what he did was like a chess move. He basically tried to shit on me, like, nah, fuck it, I can't let P. The same thing he did with the movie soundtrack. He was like, he saw what was going on. He's like, nah, I can't let Pete do this. I gotta be the one to do this. You know what I mean? I gotta be the one that makes a QB album and puts everybody from the hood on the song. I should have been the one that did the movie in the hood. Nah, fuck P and Jay-Z beefing. What? Nah, I gotta be the one to be beefing with Jay-Z. So he got me out the way by dissing me. It's because people go off perception. So when people perception, they see Nas dissing Prodigy, they're like, oh, shit, Nas shitting on P, yo. Like, what? So people perception automatically, like, oh, Nas is the real nigga from Queensbridge. You know what I'm saying? He's shitting on P. Like, so he already positioned himself to be that nigga. And now he's going at Jay. That's when he dropped Ether. You know what I'm saying? And then he started, then it became a Nas Jay-Z thing. So when he dropped Ether, I was like, oh, I'm full back. Anyway, I couldn't have never made a song like that, son. Wow, that was crazy, son. That was meant to be. That was supposed to be like that, Jay-Z and Nas. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll tell you the truth. I couldn't have wrote that song. You know what I'm saying? Only Nas could come with some shit like that. That was ill. You know what I mean? Word, that was ill. So I wasn't even mad. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll fall back. I'm not fighting over who gonna be beefing me. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Instead of trying to fight over that, now I'm going to all you niggas. Now it's fuck Jay-Z and fuck Nas. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all you niggas now. You know what I'm saying? Word. So basically, that's how the Nas shit started. You know what I'm saying? And that's how the Jay-Z shit started. You know what I'm saying? And that's how all the other ones started. And if you look at the situation, we never did nothing to nobody.
Yeah, big beef, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Big beef. Like big cats.
We ain't never start nothing with nobody. We ain't
big,
never,
big names.
We ain't never do nothing, son. It was always us defending our position. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, how do you feel about the Infamy record now? Because, like I said, a lot of the fans were looking at you funny, the 112.